This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 5th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying sunny spells, while Eilut remains hot and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Iranian President Raisi stated earlier today that Iran supports any decision made by the Palestinian leadership regarding Gaza's future. Also, Mariv reports that the Hamas economy researcher suggested Israel should sever ties with Gaza and direct it towards Egypt for economic support. This update came just minutes ago. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights a real estate campaign by Club Haver and Aura Group, offering hundreds of apartments in various cities, including Hadera and Ramat Gan. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that IDF command failures contributed to the deaths of two soldiers in West Bank attacks, according to an announcement made earlier this hour. And finally, from the Times of Israel, an IDF investigation remains inconclusive on who fired the shot that killed a defense squad member in the West Bank last month. Here's what people are saying online. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about Fayez Sayeg's anti-Zionist views, linking them to Christian anti-Judaism and replacement theology. Middle East 24 reported earlier today on Iran's internal power struggle, noting that President Pezeshkian denies resignation rumors amid pressure from hardliners and Supreme Leader Khamenei's absence. I24NEWS English highlighted a discussion on Israeli university innovations in AI featuring Judah Taub, who believes Israel could achieve even more in the field. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iranian President Raisi's comments, he assured Hamas leader Khalil al-Hayya that Iran backs any Palestinian decision on Gaza's future. Walla notes that this support could influence regional dynamics, especially in diplomatic discussions involving the Palestinian territories. Turning to the economic suggestion from Hamas researcher Eyal Ofer, Mariv reports that he proposes Israel disconnect from Gaza and realign its economy with Egypt. This recommendation comes amid ongoing debates on how to handle resource distribution in the region. Meanwhile, the real estate campaign by Club Haver and Aura Group, as reported by Israel Hayom, aims to offer affordable housing across five cities. This initiative could provide much-needed relief in the housing sector, particularly for young families seeking new homes. In military news, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's acknowledgement of command failures that led to the deaths of Maj Yuval Ezra and Captain Benayahu Melit. The investigation highlights the need for improved response protocols to prevent future casualties in similar situations. Lastly, the Times of Israel reports on the inconclusive findings regarding the Tel shooting. The military is still uncertain about the origin of the fatal shot. This leaves the community and military personnel seeking clarity and assurance. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that El Al's revenue per customer soared, doubling its net profit to $132 million despite war and flight restrictions. This shows resilience and strategic adaptability in challenging times. Separately, Mariv Business notes that Club Haver and Aura Group have launched a campaign offering discounted apartments with a brief registration window. This could boost the real estate market and provide opportunities for buyers amidst economic uncertainty. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses a new regulation for the digital currency market introduced by the Capital Market Authority. The regulation aims to ensure market stability and protect investors, indicating a forward-thinking approach in financial oversight. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.